Over the past decade, the military has exponentially increased the amount of battlefield intelligence data it collects with unmanned aerial systems and other platforms. Unfortunately, it has not developed all of the processes it needs to turn that fire hose of data into real-time, actionable information for small units of warfighters on the ground. The Marine Corps started to tackle that problem this fall in a technology demonstration called Agile Bloodhound. John Moniz manages the program at the Office of Naval Research in our DoD report. He speaks with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about some emerging IT capabilities that offer the promise of delivering vital real-time data that Marines have never had on the battlefield before.
Agile Bloodhound is really emphasizing the integration of various C4 and ISR technologies so we can deliver relevant information content quickly to lower echelon operators. And at the same time, we want to prevent the information overload problem by providing them information they're not really interested in or don't really need at the time. And so we use the term dissemination of content really as a shorthand for describing what we're trying to do. Again, giving them the information they need when they need it, but giving them nothing else.
And so when you say lower echelon, how far down the chain are we talking about?
Well, we're talking, when we say that in the Marine Corps context, which was the emphasis for this evolution of Agile Bloodhound, we're talking company and below. So company, platoon, squad, fire team. And a company, just for your information, is about around 180 Marines.
If I'm understanding you right, you know, up at the higher echelons, there's plenty of information and plenty of people to deal with it. Down at those lower levels, you have people on the ground operating. They don't necessarily have all the information they need, but you can't throw everything at them because they don't have the capacity or the time to sift through it all. Is that a fair way of saying it?
That's valid. And there's another big difference is the availability of communications to support the movement of information. So at a higher echelon, they typically will be very well connected, closer to what you might expect in the commercial internet, in the business world. When you start getting company below, we're doing everything wireless, and it's not with the type of robust infrastructure we have in the cellular phone system. So the information flow is more intermittent, and it's much lower data rates than even a commercial user expects to get over on his smartphone.
Can you give us a little bit of a sense of the types of information that you're trying to integrate and push forward?
The first thing we're trying to do is push forward autonomously generated intelligence reports that are relevant to the mission and the geographical location of each of the units. And so really what it is distilled intel, you know, video, other human intelligence, and other types of intelligence that we routinely collected. And most of the time at higher echelons, we actually, as you were alluding to, have intel analysts that are able to work through all this information and produce a product within hours or days. Very good product, but not that timely. What we're trying to do is automate some of the processes at the lower echelons so that we are able to deliver a reasonable quality product in a very short amount of time.
At that lower echelon, what does the Marine unit actually see? What does that product look like? Or is there not one thing?
We're working a lot, and this is in concert with what the larger Marine Corps is doing, is working with a smartphone-type device that has a display and can, you know, typically it's a geographical-type display with icons telling them, you know, where other units are. And what we add to that is we add to that sources of information as they're flowing out. It can be things like alerts as events unfold and, you know, we learn more or the adversary does something unexpected or reports such as that that can quickly flow down to the these lower echelon warfighters.
Getting back to your mention of smartphones and tablets, are these essentially unmodified off-the-shelf devices?
We worked with two different types. The Marine Corps has a Marine Corps acquisition has a program where they are developing secure smartphones and tablets, and we work with those as well as commercial off-the-shelf ones as platforms. The big difference that we have is that we need to use tactical communications and not the cellular system to move the information around because of security and vulnerability reasons.
Yeah, how much of a leap is it to modify those devices so they can operate over those tactical networks?
We actually use a separate tactical radio to make it easy for the demonstration purposes. Actually integrating a tactical radio would be quite a feat and probably destroy the cost benefits. So we in the larger Marine Corps and Navy are looking at other ways of doing this. The first thing we're doing right now is just actually connecting it to a tactical radio. In the future, we'll be looking at ways that we can economically modify the smartphone to allow us to do this. And with the current technologies, it's just not economically feasible to do it. So this would be something we're looking toward further in the future.
Given the tactical radio systems that exist right now, do Marines on the battlefield have the communications capabilities and the bandwidth, I guess, to do what you're trying to do through this demonstration, or does that need some upgrading as well?
Two answers to that question, two parts. First, everything we develop, we develop for the low bandwidth, intermittent communications environment. But at the same time, we like to demonstrate more enhanced capabilities as the Marine Corps fields more and more high throughput data radios, and those are slowly being fielded as we speak.
Is there a point somewhere down the road where you can imagine where you can secure transmission sufficiently over commercial, cellular networks or satellite networks so that you don't have to figure out a way to integrate those tactical radios? Is that a possibility?
We're already working on those types of capabilities, but a bigger problem with the cellular system is that the Marine Corps is not going to be able to bring in the infrastructure with the towers and the fiber connections between the towers to give us a viable extended cell phone network in the battle space. It's just not practical.
Right.
So we have to rely on other technologies to try to deliver information, be it networks of tactical radios or, in some cases, just delivering higher capacity radios that allow us to push more information.
Based on the demonstrations that you just did, how promising and how mature do these capabilities look right now? How quickly might they be deployed?
Some of the more mature ones, our acquisition stakeholders are talking about maybe picking that up within a couple of years. Some of the other ones are less mature, and they're going to take, it could be 6 or so years before they're mature enough for them to actually pick up. We were getting, quite good feedback to get back to the earlier part of your question about the usability of this, and we were getting the critical comments that we need to refine our investments as we move forward to make them both more useful for the operator and at the same time being something that can fit more easily into the acquisition programs.
And what exactly do you imagine pushing out to the battlefield? I mean, is it going to be satellite and ISR imagery, or, written intelligence reports, all the above?
That is an ongoing area of research. And the first thing we're trying to do is tailor the product to both the need of the user and the capacity of the network. And so, for an example, a relevant video feed has recently become available. We could send the whole video clip, depending on the condition of the network, but the user's need may be embodied in for example, a screenshot of that video or an automated system that can analyze the object in that video and just simply send down a quick message depending on the conditions and the capacity of the network. For example, tank spotted, this direction at this distance. So we're looking at all those types of things to not only improve the capacity of the network, but improve the quality of the information the user receives. The preliminary planning for next year for Agile Bloodhound 2014 to take place again in the fall is we are looking at adding some cyber capabilities and also some logistics to augment the capabilities we've already shown with the combination of the C2 and the ISR areas.